AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Who is Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz? And why did he open fire on two military facilities in Chattanooga?
We have no idea at this point what his motivation was behind this shooting.
FBI Special Agent Ed Reinhold says authorities are still piecing together basic facts in this tragedy. Abdulaziz was a 24-year-old engineer born in Kuwait, but he lived in Tennessee. He apparently had not been known to federal authorities until yesterday, when he shot and killed four Marines and injured several other people before being shot dead. Chattanooga Mayor Andy Burke.
Our hearts ache for them. We understand as a community what it takes to heal. We're thankful for those who are home safely, and we will certainly give a prayer in all of our hearts for those who aren't.
Authorities say there is no evidence that anybody else was involved in this shooting, though a few hours after the incident, law enforcement took away two women in handcuffs from Abdulaziz's home. President Obama is promising some answers.
I want everybody to understand that we will be thorough and prompt in figuring out exactly what happened.
Just hours after this tragedy, the jury deciding another mass murder case brought back a verdict.
We, the jury, find the defendant, James Egan Holmes, guilty of murder in the first degree after deliberation.
The judge reading the jury's verdict in the trial of a Colorado movie theater gunman who killed 12 people and wounded more than 70 others 3 years ago. Now the same jury will decide whether James Holmes will be executed. We are hearing that Mexican drug lord El Chapo had been gone for at least 18 minutes before anybody noticed he'd escaped from that prison near Mexico City almost a week ago. This is AP Radio News. The Earth's yearly checkup finds that it's getting hotter here. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The report says ocean surface temperatures were the warmest in 135 years of records, with the seas holding record levels of heat energy at lower depths. Sea levels also hit modern highs, which the report's co-editor called simply ridiculous. Another scientist with the Scripps Institution of Oceanography compares this report to a doctor telling a person that they are gravely ill. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Game of Thrones has a leading 24 nominations for Emmy Awards. Other nominees for Best Dramatic Series, AMC's Better Call Saul and Mad Men, Downton Abbey on PBS, Homeland on Showtime, and two series from Netflix, House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.